From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October the 8th, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 67. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 40. We'll run down the rest of the week's forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the OPDD funds have been restored and the cuts to services have been avoided. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail a total of $90 million in proposed spending cuts for the Office of People with Development Disabilities included in the state's final 2013-2014 budget have now been restored. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a measure restoring the full $90 million last month. The cuts would have meant the loss of federal matching funds for the agency, doubling the loss from $90 million to $180 million, according to Senator Cecilia Kasich's office. The cuts would have meant a reduction of $1 million for Columbia County's COREC, $2.3 million for Ulster Greens ARC, and $800,000 for Schoharie County ARC. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In more statewide news, New York's campaign spending case is going to be argued today. Mark Shearer is reporting in the Public News Service, a case being argued before the U.S. Supreme Court today could do away with the limits on how much money individuals can donate to political candidates. Some say it could spell the end of New York's campaign finance reform efforts.
A case being argued before the U.S. Supreme Court today could do away with limits on how much individuals can donate to political candidates. Some say it could spell the end of New York's campaign finance reform efforts. An Alabama businessman, Sean McCutcheon, and the Republican National Committee want to remove the limit on contributions by a single donor to federal candidates and political action committees during any two-year election cycle. The current limit is just over $123,000. Dan Fingus of the Long Island Progressive Coalition says the repercussions of a McCutcheon victory could be bad for New York State, which already has what he says are numerous loopholes in its campaign finance laws.
In New York State, you can give more money to a state senator than you can to the president of the United States, and that's really a bad scenario.
Critics say the Citizens United ruling 2 years ago, plus the rise of super PACs, have flooded the system with money, and the McCutcheon case could open the taps wider. Charlie Albanetti is with Citizen Action of New York, which advocates publicly financed elections. He says the Supreme Court arguments today will be watched carefully.
If the court were to decide on behalf of McCutcheon, it's very possible that the decision at the Supreme Court level could blow up our aggregate limits here at the New York level, which would be absolutely devastating and turn our elections into even more of a problem.
Stephen Spaulding, an attorney for Common Cause, points out that New York, like 16 other states with aggregate contribution limits, could feel the impact of a ruling in favor of McCutcheon.
Those are at issue, again, depending on the logic of the opinion. The aggregate contribution limits in these states could also go by the wayside, depending on the decision.
The Moreland Commission, created by Governor Cuomo to investigate political corruption in Albany, is due to release its findings on December 1st. Citizen Action is calling on the commission to include publicly financed elections in its recommendations. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Over in Ghent, residents are suing over unanswered FOIL request. WGXC News staff is reporting that two residents of Ghent have commenced an Article 78 proceeding against Columbia County in connection with the county's failure to disclose public records related to Columbia County Airport and the proposed plans to acquire lands abutting the airport. In a statement released on Monday, Ken Dow, attorney for petitioners Michael Scorm and Kevin Delahanty, said, and I quote, "It is regrettable when citizens must commence proceedings in the courts to extract lawful conduct from their government officials," end quote. Scrome and Delahanty filed a Freedom of Information request on August 21st, and the county has failed to produce a single record or document in response. Dow said the county has received other FOIL requests for similar airport-related information since February and has disclosed almost nothing to date. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register-Star that the County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan has announced an informal meeting open to the public, which will be held on Wednesday, October the 9th, on the airport issue and the possibility of pursuing eminent domain. County Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood and Columbia County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Thomas Lamphere will answer questions about the airport and its operations. The meeting will be held at 401 State Street in Hudson. Also in the news today, Unshackle is unveiling plans for upstate-only tax cuts. Casey Seeler is reporting into Capital Confidential. The fiscally conservative group, Unshackle Upstate, has unveiled a five-point plan called New Economic Revitalization Agenda for Upstate. In addition to calling for immediate implementation of hydrofracking in the Marcellus Shale, its proposals include several upstate-only tax cuts, a reduction of state income taxes by 25% for upstate residents making less than $50,000 annually, and a 50% reduction in state sales tax in targeted upstate communities that have suffered population loss and high unemployment. The tax cuts would have a cumulative cost of almost $940 million in the next fiscal year if all were implemented. That cost, the group says, would be offset by almost $80 million in natural gas revenue. The plan was endorsed Monday morning by the Binghamton Chamber of Commerce. You'll find that full story in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And in our final story, David Byrne is considering moving to Hudson. The WGXC newsroom is reporting that after members of the Replacements, the Magnetic Fields, Hole, and other rock bands have moved to Hudson, Talking Head lead singer David Byrne may be next. In a story in The Guardian lamenting how expensive New York City has gotten for artists to live, Byrne writes, and I quote, "If young, emergent talent of all types can find a foothold in this city, then it will be a city closer to Hong Kong than the rich, fertile place it has historically been. The places might have museums, but they don't have culture. If New York goes there more than it already has, I'm leaving. But where to go? Join the expat hipsters upstate in Hudson," end quote. You'll find the full story by Byrne in The Guardian. So it's a sunny day today, and the National Weather Service is predicting it will stay that way, with a temperature high near 67. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 40. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. For Friday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Sunrise this morning was at 7:01 a.m., and the sunset will be at 6:24 p.m. The length of the day, 11 hours and 22 minutes. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 8th day of October 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.